This podcast was recorded on the land of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. The Beanies wish to pay their respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Hi, Mini Beanies. It's the Beanies here, and you're with, well, it's just Laura today. While we're taking a break from making new podcasts, we're inviting Mini Beanies to choose their favourite storytime episode to re-release. And we're also having a little chat. And today we're talking to Cadence. Hi, Cadence.
Hi.
Oh, it's so good to see you. Now, Cadence, can you tell the Mini Beanies at home how old you are?
I'm 10.
You're 10. And how long have you been listening to the Beanies podcast?
Since I was 3.
Since you were 3? That's such a long time. You know, I think you and your brother might be the longest listeners of the Beanies podcast ever. Do you think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you might have been listening since the very beginning. And what episode have you chosen today as your favourite episode?
The Fashion Police.
And why do you like The Fashion Police the best?
Because it says my name.
It does. And if there's some Mini Beanies who haven't heard it before, they're about to listen to it now, but if they haven't heard it before, what is your favourite bit? What are your favourite bits of the episode? Is there any funny stories or funny jokes that you like the most?
Well, I like the bit where my brother has, like, the socks and sandals in the sandpit and we're, like, fighting.
Can you give me one? You know, The Fashion Police is one of my favourite episodes too, and it's because of the really fancy fashion alarm that goes off. Can you give me your best rendition of the fashion alarm?
Fashion, 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 fashion.
Perfect. I love it. And, you know, in the notes of that episode when we wrote it, we put in fashion alarm, and that's what Michael Beanie came up with. Do you think he did a good job?
Yeah.
Do you have any other episodes that are your favourite other than the one that says your name?
I like the Topsy-Turvy Zoo.
Oh, that's a good one too. Why do you like the Topsy-Turvy Zoo episode?
I like the song in it.
Yeah. Now, before we listen to the episode, I would like to get your best rendition of Let's Go.
Let's go!
Woo! Good job. Well done, Cadence. Good job. All right, everyone. Here's the episode.
Hi, Mini Beanies.
It's the Beanies here. That means you're with Laura, Mim,
and Michael.
Today we might meet the Fashion Police.
Learn how to get dressed.
And walk the catwalk. Are you ready, Mini Beanies?
Let's go!
Meow. Brrr, meow. Mim, what are you doing? A catwalk? Meow.
Cool. Meow. Meow. Meow.
No, silly. A catwalk's not when you're a cat. A catwalk is like a pathway that fashionable people walk down to show off their clothes.
Oh.
Why do they call it a catwalk then?
Yeah, why do they call it a catwalk, Laura?
Because... Oh, I see.
Huh?
How about I tell you a fashionable story?
Yes, please.
Once there was a special police force in charge of making sure everyone was in fashion. They were called the Fashion Police. The Fashion Police were the most fashionable people in the world, and they knew it too. The head fashion police officer was called Cadence, and her fashion police partner, who was still in training, went by the name of Rookie. Cadence was the best and most stylish of all the fashion police. She knew all the fashion rules, like
never wear socks and sandals.
Because the fashion rookie was still learning, he didn't yet know the fashion rules. Instead, he would just copy Cadence and say,
oh, never wear socks and sandals.
Never wear white shoes after Labor Day.
Oh, never wear white shoes after Labor Day.
Never wear blue and green without a colour in between.
Oh, never wear blue and green without a colour in between.
And it was their jobs to enforce these rules. The fashion rules.
Fashion Alert Hotline to Fashion Police. Fashion Alert Hotline to Fashion Police. Come in, Fashion Police.
Hi, this is the Fashion Police.
We have a 2318. I repeat, a 2318 down at the playground by the slide.
On it. Fashion Police, over and out. Okay, Fashion Rookie, let's roll. And with that, the Fashion Police took off, sirens wailing towards the playground by the slide. They got there just in time. There was a little boy called Ezra who was trying to run and play in the playground, but he couldn't. His shoes were on the wrong feet. It was a fashion emergency. Therese, and put your hands where I can see them.
What? What did I do?
Hold it right there, young man. You have your shoes on the wrong feet? This is an absolute fashion disaster.
It is a fashion catastrophe. It's almost as bad as wearing a poncho.
A poncho? Gasp.
Ezra, darling, quick, put your shoes back around the right way.
Ezra, just cross your feet over.
So Ezra crossed his feet over like the fashion rookie suggested.
There. Now your shoes are the right way around.
Now his shoes looked like they were on the right feet, but they were still on the wrong feet.
Oh no, Ezra. Take your feet out of your shoes and swap them.
Cadence then turned to the fashion rookie.
Rookie, there are no shortcuts in good fashion.
Sorry, darling.
The fashion rookie was a little embarrassed. He desperately wanted to be a good fashion policeman, but he never knew what to do, or really, what was in fashion.
Fashion rookie, that was some terrible fashion advice. Almost as bad as an 80s prom dress. Now, let's get back to the fashion station,
said Cadence, but before you could say Coco Chanel, the fashion alert hotline sounded again.
Fashion Alert Hotline to Fashion Police. Fashion Alert Hotline to Fashion Police. Come in, Fashion Police.
Hi, this is the Fashion Police.
We have a 2315. I repeat, a 2315 down at the playground by the slide.
On it. Fashion Police over and out. Okay, Fashion Rookie, let's roll.
Fashion.
Oh, we're already here.
Oh my. In the name of Tyra Banks, it's Ezra again, and he's having another fashion emergency.
Phrase, and put your hands where I can see them.
What? What did I do now?
All right, Fashion Rookie, it's your turn to step up. I'm going to let you take the lead on this one. Let's see if you can get it right this time.
So Fashion Rookie, who was a little nervous, looked Ezra up and down, trying to see his fashion faux pas.
His gorgeous shoes are on the correct feet. He is not wearing blue and green without a colour in between. He looks fabulous. I don't know. What is the fashion emergency?
Cadence shook her head.
Only one of the biggest fashion emergencies ever, she said, pointing at Ezra's head. No hat.
No play. Of course. Ezra, you need a hat. Oh, yeah. I forgot. Thanks, Fashion Police.
Ezra ran over to his bag and whipped out his hat. He put it back on his head and the fashion catastrophe was over.
Fashion Rookie, where is your fashion head at? That was an easy one.
I know, I'm sorry. I'll do better next time. I swear it on Victoria Beckham's shoe collection.
Oh, well, all right. It's just fashion, darling. Look it up.
So Cadence and the Fashion Rookie started to make their way back to the fashion station. But suddenly, it was the fashion hotline again.
Fashion Alert Hotline to Fashion Police. Fashion Alert Hotline to Fashion Police. Come in, Fashion Police.
Hi, this is the Fashion Police.
We have a 2323, I repeat, a 2323, down at the playground by the slide.
On it, Fashion Police over and out. Okay, Fashion Rookie, let's roll.
Oh, we are here. It must be Ezra again. That boy is always breaking all the fashion rules.
Well, Ezra, what have we got here? An inside-out shirt, wearing the same outfit 2 days in a row, camouflage pants.
I went looking for camouflage pants the other day, but I couldn't find them. Sorry, Ezra. You are committing another fashion crime, and it is what is the crime against fashion?
Uh-oh, poor fashion rookie. He was never going to learn all the fashion rules.
Oh, fashion rookie. Obviously, Ezra is horribly out of fashion. Look, he is wearing socks and sandals.
Gasp! So?
So? That is a fashion faux pas, my friend, and a crime against fashion. Rachel Zoe wouldn't be caught dead wearing something like that.
But I like wearing socks and sandals, especially at the playground. That way I don't get sand in between my toes, see?
And with that, Ezra ran as fast as he could and skidded through the sand, spraying dust and dirt everywhere. But his toes stayed sand-free.
See?
Oh, no. No, 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 no. You can't just go around breaking the fashion rules because it makes you feel good.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? I've been wondering about that too. I love wearing blue and green without a colour in between.
Gasp!
And white shoes after Labor Day.
Gasp!
And double denim.
Double gasp!
And I don't get fashion rules. Some of them make no sense. Last year, we hated scrunchies, but now everywhere I go, there are scrunchies, scrunchies, scrunchies.
Well, that is because they are in fashion now.
But why? They are exactly the same as they used to be.
Actually, that is a really good question. They are exactly the same.
Cadence thought for a second. All the rules she'd spent her whole life learning and enforcing were coming down around her. What was she without the fashion rules?
Wait, but there are still some really important fashion rules that should be followed, like wearing your hat outside and your shoes on the correct feet. Those fashion rules keep us safe.
That's true. That's true. From now on, I say, wear what you like. Wear what makes you feel good and special.
I agree. The fashion police will no longer spoil fashion fun, but instead ensure fashion safety. Deal?
Deal.
So Cadence and the fashion rookie, who was no longer a rookie, started their own fashion police, which wasn't the fashion police at all, but the Fashion Safety Commission. And instead of poo-pooing fun fashion choices, they made sure everyone was enjoying fashion. Safely.
The end.
Close your eyes and wake your imagination.
And make a picture in your head of
a fashionable outfit.
What does it look like? Is it flowy and stylish or boxy and cool?
What does it sound like? Does it have all the bells and whistles or simple and quiet?
What does it smell like? Like clean washing or that new car smell?
Well done, Mini Beanies. You made
a fashionable outfit.
Check me out.
You look great, Michael.
Yeah, work it.
But wait a second, aren't you still in your pyjamas?
Yeah, my fashion jammers. Huh. Ooh.
Fashion.
I am pretty sure you're meant to get changed into your actual clothes once the sun is up.
You can't just wear pyjamas all day.
Fashion jammers, are you sure? Why don't we check with...
Professor Know-It-All.
Hello, beanies. And what are we up to today? Michael Beanie, why are you still in your pajamas? Are you sick today?
Yeah, fully sick. Ooh, fashion. Ha! Hoo-hoo! Ha-hoo! Ha!
Professor, Michael Beanie thinks it's okay to stay in your pajamas all day. But it's not, is it?
Oh, Mim, you are right. We shouldn't stay in our pajamas all day. Look what a beautiful day it is outside today, and we can't head out into the sun wearing our pyjamas.
See? I told ya. Hurry up and get changed, Michael, so we can go play outside.
Okay. Fashion. Okay. Maybe not.
Michael Beanie? What's taking so long?
I'm doing it,
Knock, knock, Michael Beanie. I know sometimes getting dressed for the day might seem a little boring, but we can make it fun too. Can you get dressed by the end of this song?
Hit it!
Now, Michael, follow along with the song and see if you can get dressed before it finishes. Are you ready? A 5, 6, 7...
Wait!
8!
Can you get dressed by the end of this song? You might not think it's easy, but you'll find it won't take long. Get dressed for the day so that we can go play. Can you get dressed by the end of this song?
Pick out some pants.
Or your favorite dress.
And some groovy socks.
And also a pair.
No dilly-dallying, put on your best shoes.
Put on your
pop
feet.
Your arms in the shirt.
Arms in the shirt.
And stick your head in the hole.
You're almost there.
Now pick out a jacket, whichever one you choose.
You're looking sweet.
If it's cold outside.
If it's cold outside.
Put your beanie on.
Better wear a beanie today.
And if you're going swimming, don't forget your tux.
Don't be too soaked, no.
If the sun is out.
If it's getting hot.
Don't forget your hat.
No hat, no play.
And get your sneakers on if you're going for a jog. Dressed by the end of this song.
If it's a rainy day,
if it's pouring down,
don't forget your boots.
When it's raining jelly beans,
good idea to put your raincoat on.
Put your raincoat on.
If you're going out,
put on your fancy clothes.
If you're staying in,
cozy socks and comfy jeans.
And put on pajamas when bedtime comes along.
You're looking chic.
We know that you can do it. Get dressed nice and fast. Your outfit on with Beanie Rippick Blair. But be sure you don't forget to wear your underwear.
Have you got dressed by the end of this song?
Beanie do up, shabini do up.
It's tricky, but I knew that you could do
beanie
it all along. The song is done, now go and have fun.
Cause you got dressed by the end of this song.
I did it! Yeah, I did it!
Michael, your shoes are on the wrong feet.
Bye, mini beanies!
Maybe you can try and get dressed by the end of the song next time you change out of your pajamas.
Or wear a fashionable outfit. And remember, mini beanies, your big people can follow us on Facebook and Instagram to see what the beanies are up to every single day. Bye!
Bye-bye.
Bye! Bye.